come down now. Who's crying, desiring to come back to me? Okay, so today I decided to listen to Alicia Keys, her whole album, and I've been having all the songs like stuck in my head. The Diary album, by the way, so very old. I am sick, and I wanted to do a meditation to start off the episode, but that would have been just torture. Welcome to Get Off My Broom. I'm Emma, and today I'm alone because this is a different kind of twist on the podcast. I'm going to be making a short bi-weekly podcast where I will be going over themes like self-care and other things like that. You know, pretty much about like mental health and self-health and mental hygiene and all that stuff, you know. So today I'm going to be talking about self-care for empaths. And okay, maybe I'm just going to name it self-care because that would just be me assuming that everyone is an empath or that everyone knows what empath means. But I'm still going to first tell you what an empath is. And in order to know what an empath is, you have to know what empathy is. And empathy is the capacity to understand or feel what another person is experiencing from within their frame of reference. That is the capacity to place oneself in another's position. Definitions of empathy encompasses a broad range of emotional states. The types of empathy include cognitive empathy, so all that have to do with the brain, and if you can kind of sense what a person senses or maybe know what a person is thinking. Or you also have emotional empathy, which most people have, but then again, you have some people with no empathy at all. But emotional empathy will be the most common to feel what other people feel. And also you have somatic empathy, and that's kind of rare, but I think I have the cognitive empathy, the emotional empathy, like times 2000, and the somatic empathy. For some reason, I only have it with babies or animals. Like, if a baby is hurting, my body aches as well, and if an animal is hurting, for example, I'm hurting as well. So those are the types of empathy, but then most of the time, I live in the center, I'm so sorry for the noise. So, as people, we usually are emotional empaths. So, empaths pretty much are people that take on all of the world's kind of worry and stress, and if we're not careful, it can just take a big toll on us. As an empath myself, I usually put everybody else's opinions and everybody else's feelings above mine, and I used to do that, and I became a bit more careful. But growing up, the whole world pretty much suffering was my suffering, and I felt like I was carrying everyone on my shoulders. And in relationship, that was even more toxic, because really the person I was with, their needs came before mine. I would let them tell me, like, I would let them treat me as a therapist, and pretty much they would tell me all their worries and all their stuff, and I didn't have space for me to say anything about it. And since I was so busy feeling their feelings, I didn't have any space for me to express myself. So that became quite dangerous. Kind of left me in a state of rawness. I was very raw and fragile because of it, actually. So yeah, today we're going to be talking about self-care for empaths. So the first thing I wanted to do was to kind of give you five little pillars, I'll call them, what you need to follow. I mean, what I'm suggesting you do and what I did and what I've been doing to kind of take care of myself. Because the thing is, you will never stop being an empath. It is a condition that you will have for the rest of your life. But you can minimize the effect of being an empath by taking care of yourself. And that's a big, big thing that most empaths forget to do. So, the five pillars of self-care. So, the first one will be a bit hard to do, but it is not impossible, and it will really change your life. The first thing you need to do is wake up early. I know. But wake up a bit earlier than you would normally. This is amazing because you're just not in a hurry, and you know you have time. So what I do, you don't have to wake up and get off the bed right away, but I wake up early and I know I have time. So I take my time. I try not to, but I go on the internet or I scroll on pictures or I read a book or, you know, I take my tarot cards and start reading them. If you want to get off the bed, what I usually do is I go in the bathroom and, you know, while I'm taking my shower, I put on a podcast and I know that I have time. I'm not in a hurry. I take a shower and I put cream all over my body, like all the lotions and stuff. I make sure that my hair looks good, my skin looks good. I do kind of a big regimen. No one is disturbing me. I'm in the bathroom, the door closed, with my podcast or with my music, and that time, it's not a lot, it's not much, but it does such a wonder because you, first of all, you're not in a hurry. Second of all, you're just by yourself. And I started doing that because I used to live in a house with two brothers, one sister. The parents had their bathroom, but then we had to share another bathroom. So I knew that for me, in order to like have my time and no one running around, I would wake up maybe at 5 a.m. and be in the bathroom until 6 and then be out on my way, and then everybody will be waking up and all the noise would start and everything. So that for me was my time to just be by myself. And I'm sure if you have kids or something like that, you know, they wake up quite early, so you will have to beat them and wake up early. It's just to get that time, that you time that you need. So yeah, that was pillar one. So, okay, pillar one actually is kind of mixed with pillar two. So meaning, you know, listen to music, do some yoga, watch some cartoons, whatever. Just take time for yourself and don't be in a hurry. Now during the day, whether you're at work or anything, and that is something I took from smokers, actually. This is bad, but I started smoking kind of like this year, I think in January. Just because I saw that most people at work, I mean, most of the smokers at work, always went out for maybe 5-10 minutes every hour. They just took 5-10 minutes, and no one really questioned them about it because they're smokers, and people would be like, oh, they're going to smoke. And no one is questioning what they're doing and how they're spending their time because they're smoking. But even if you're not a smoker, take 15 minutes out of your day, or take 15-minute breaks every hour, but just go outside, walk, breathe if you're in the office, just breathe out, go run, I don't know, but or sit down in a cubicle or in a little space, watch a video or something, laugh, read part of a book, you know, and just come back. The fact that you disconnected yourself and centered yourself back and, you know, took a deep breath and in fresh air, like the best thing to do really for you would to go outside and to breathe breed something that is not, you know, office sweat and whatever smells that is in an office. But, you know, take those 15 minutes. Be a smoker. Don't be a smoker. But every time you see your smoker friend, go outside, do the same. Just go outside. Just, okay, I'll go outside too. You know, you don't have to be with the smokers, but just, oh, you're going outside, so me too, you know. And that's not going to take time from your work because the smokers are still doing their work, whether they go outside or not. So that's number three. Number four, have a night routine. So when you come home, you know, you're just tired and stuff. And I used to have the really, really bad habit of not washing my face before sleeping. So my face would break out and I would sleep with makeup on and my sheets would be dirty. And yeah. So I decided to have a night routine. You know, before I put myself down, you know, watching a movie or whatever before I go to bed, I go to the bathroom, I take my makeup off, I do some mask, or, you know, I just wash my face with a very cute, sweet-smelling soap for the face, and, you know, black soap, for example, and I put my serum that I made. I usually use only things that I made, but you can have your own little luxury things and whatever. So just have a night routine, and that is also another time for you to just lock yourself in the bathroom. Lock yourself in your room and just do your thing for maybe 15 minutes. Just, you know, it's all about you for those 15 minutes. The world doesn't matter. Nothing matters. If you have kids, put them to bed. They won't bother you. Just, like, close the door, shut the door, and it's you now. It is you, only you. And this is not just for women, even though it might seem like it because I'm a woman, but I'm talking about everyone. Do your hair, pluck your eyebrows, shave, or whatever, but just take your time. And then you'll be clean, you just sit on the couch and smoke or whatever, and just breathe. And you can go to sleep knowing that your face is clean, everything is clean, and you can just go on to bed. So, the last one, but not the least, the very important one, is learn how to say no. That is something empaths have a big problem with. I am the definition of a people pleaser. I just want everyone to be happy. And I get this from my mother. Thank you, Mom. Oh, Jesus. Learn how to say no. It might hurt at first. It might seem weird coming from your mouth, saying no to people, saying no to projects, saying no to this and that, or friends, or it might seem weird because you're just not used to it and you don't want anyone to be happy, otherwise you won't be happy. So you know. But the thing is, you will be more miserable if you say yes to something that you were not able to deliver or something that you didn't want to do. Because what happens to me is, like, I would say yes to 500 things knowing that I only have the ability to do 5 of them. And that would just make me so miserable because I set up goals and I could not do them because I was too afraid to say no, too afraid to let people down, too afraid to let my boss down, my friends down, or whatever. So I just say yes. And sometimes I try to do all those 500 things and then I end up exhausted and I don't have time for myself. I come home and I'm depressed and tired and I'm on the verge of crying because I just have so much to do because I couldn't say no, because those are not the goals that I set for myself. This was always the goals that people set for me or asked me to do. So saying no as an empath, it might hurt at first, but then you'll feel so much better for it later. Because saying yes feels good at first because your friends are happy and your boss is happy and everyone's happy that you can do all those things, and then you end up miserable. And that is just not okay. That's not okay. So yeah, that was the last one. Now I pulled up So I wrote this little podcast, and I pulled up three cards, tarot cards, for self-care. So I asked the cards three questions. The first question is, if I find it, the first question is, what do you need to do? What is it you need to do? And I pulled up the King of Swords. The King of Swords is the embodiment of decisiveness, but also flexibility. This is the time for you to make rational decisions. And this comes back to the whole learn to say no. Whether you want to say yes by the feeling and stuff, but you'll just end up regretting it. And in the long run, you'll just be miserable. So make rational decisions. Think things through before you say yes to anything. If you want to buy something, or just think things through, and also make decisions fast. Don't let things linger or whatever. Just make decisions fast. And that's the King of Swords, just telling you. But also be flexible by keeping your intuition in the back of your head each time you make the decision. Your intuition is very powerful, but as an empath, we tend to put intuition and feelings before rationale, before intellect. So really try to put your brain forward this time, just especially in the times where you know you need to take care of yourself, you know. Because being an empath is good, but then you have to have a balance between feeling a lot of feels and thinking and taking care of yourself. So the second card is what you need to stop. And the second card I pulled was the Four of Cups. It's pretty much, now you're getting a lot of opportunities and a lot of things, people asking you a lot of things, and that is so weird that I pulled up this card, because this is pretty much the card that is telling you use your judgment to judge which of the opportunities you're going to take and which ones are not worth your time. So really you need to judge between, I will take this project because it will serve me, or because this is very important, and I will say no to this. So pretty much all those cards are telling you stop saying yes to everything, think things through, and weigh the options and weigh the opportunities. Even though a lot of things are coming your way right now, you really need to make sure that you choose the right opportunity, the right occasions, the right projects, the right things that are going on, that are just coming your way. The third card is, what will I gain from this? And the card I pulled is the Knight of Pentacles. And so what will you gain from this? And from this, from doing the two things that I said before, so stop saying no and also weigh your options, you will gain consistency. Meaning that when you learn how to say no, and when you think things through carefully, you'll be more consistent in your work, more disciplined, working towards what you really want. Your goals won't seem so far away. And if you focus and work diligently, things are just going to start falling into place. So this is really a card of like hard work and reward. That's the Knight of Pentacles. Yes. So. We are going to end with a little potion. Well, no, with a little spell. That will be into a body lotion. Jesus, I can't find my words and I'm a bit sick. I'm so sorry about my voice right now. So, I will definitely put the recipe on Instagram as well. So, you always will find the ingredients and how to make it. But here we go. So, this is a self-care body lotion recipe. And there's also a spell. What you will need for this is 25 grams of shea butter, 15 grams of sesame oil, 5 grams of avocado oil. You can definitely make your own mix, but this is what I use. 5 drops of chamomile essential oil. That's for purification, healing, soothes anxiety, gently heals bad and heals bad luck, and soothes children. So you can use it for the whole family. And then you will also need, oh, where did I put it? Lord. Okay, some 5 drops of jasmine oil, and that's for love, attraction, prosperity, and tranquility. It just goes with the theme of today. So there you go. You will also need vitamin E, because it will make your product last longer. It is kind of like a natural conservative. Yeah. So in a disinfected beaker with your ingredients, all of them except for the essential oil and the vitamin E. So you will melt it with a double boiler method. So meaning you put a pot with water to boil, and you put your beaker in the water with the ingredients in the beaker. So that's the double boiler method, or in French, bain-marie. Once all of that is the first ingredients are mixed, take it off from this fire, from the fire, and let it sit for 1 or 2 minutes until it cools down a little bit. So where this is where the spell happens. So while you add your drops of chamomile oil and jasmine oil, you will stir with your spatula clockwise. Okay? So while you're stirring, you will speak these words of power while you're stirring clockwise, while adding your drops. The world might be fast and the night might be loud, but Emma, and this is when you put your own name. I always do spells by speaking to myself, because it's like someone else is speaking to me, like my ancestors are speaking to me, so it enters my head way quicker and, you know, just sets my intentions better. So let's start again. You'll speak these words of power. The world might be fast and the night might be loud, but Emma finds the calmness. Life might be hard and people might be sad, but Emma finds happiness. There might be too much or too little, but Emma finds balance. I will be the calm in the storm. I will embrace the pressure because I am a diamond in the making. I will take the time to love me before anyone else does. I will have so much love for myself that just like a full glass, the love will spill out of me and into the world. It is said and it is done. So shall it be. Ashe. Amen. Abracadabra. So there you go. That is a spell that you can do. And you can even repeat it all the time, every time you put that lotion on, when you take your time in the morning or at night. You can repeat those words of power to yourself and find the calm in it and assert it. And the more you repeat a spell for me, is the more you pretty much speak it into existence. Ashe means power. And amen means kind of like, it is said, so it will be done. And abracadabra is, it was said, and everything I say, everything I think will be done. It is, I will go over in one of the podcasts about the meanings, the words of power that we usually say as spiritual witches. So thank you so much for listening to this little short podcast. And we will come back to you with the longer ones. I decided to do the short ones to kind of be a buffer between our long pause periods, because right now we are all very busy in our lives, so it's very hard for us to be all three of us together and to plan podcasts, because we just have so much to do. So these will be little buffers and little things to keep you grounded and calm during the week. Thank you so much for listening to this get off my broom this podcast. And I am Emma. And I will see you guys later. Bye.